our lives. We all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're
up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Did you know over 80 million people worry about bladder or bowel leaks? Many feel isolated, even helpless, especially when absorbent underwear bought in stores don't work. They leak. Well, North Shore brand adult diapers has come to the rescue with reassuringly strong protection for even the heaviest control problems. North Shore was founded to empower people to live with the freedom and dignity they deserve. North Shore adult diapers stay dry for up to 12 hours. For all day or all night protection. That's three times longer than the store brands. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order. That's NorthShore.com. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order and start living life worry-free.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. Partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org. This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. What else can I say? I say welcome. That's right. Because we've got a show for you tonight. That's right. And listen, for those that don't know the phone number, I got to say it nice and slow because I've been yelled at to say it slowly. The phone number to call in. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Was that slow enough? 407-894-1680. Hope that was slow enough. Tonight's show, well, what can I say? But before what can I say, let me introduce you to the players tonight. To my left, my beautiful co-host, the one, the only, Lynn Golder.
And hi, everybody, and welcome to the July 9th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad you're with us. Thank you.
Yes, we are thankful that you're with us, because without you, we don't have a show. That's right. And all the way from Fern Park, Fern Rock. That's right. Our co-host, David Hillebrand. David Hillebrand, are you there?
Good evening, one and all. I am definitely here. He's ready and willing.
He's one hell of a co-host, I have to say.
Yes.
Why, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, I was in the neighborhood, you know? Kind of, in the digital neighborhood.
In the Central Florida neighborhood.
Exactly.
Let's make this right, man. I got a trivia. Start off. You just made a saying. The saying that you just said, who said it? Okay. It
was what saying?
You said something.
What I did?
Yeah, you said something. Don't repeat it.
Oh, that.
The trivia.
She had to. I didn't know what you were talking about.
The moment is you just said something. Who made it famous? That saying. Who made it famous? 407-894-1680. That's your first trivia of the night. And before we go any further, we got to introduce our producer, the one, the only one that's in the studio, all the way from Ocoee, Florida. The one, the only, Chris Shaw, executive producer. And, well, he's not the executive producer. You're the executive producer, love.
Right. I was just going to say
engineer.
That.
He's the
giving,
engineer.
We work together, right, Chris?
Look, I was just going to say, you're giving me too much compliment now. You can't do that.
We're texting. While you're introducing him, Chris and I are texting.
Right.
Okay.
We're trying to fix something.
Okay. Well, he's still the producer with the mostest.
That's right.
A technical genius.
Yes, the engineer with the buttons.
There's a lot of parts to this.
Our advisor.
Without Chris, there's no show.
So we're live from Orlando, Florida.
Hey, Dave, you got a new microphone, Dave? Because you piping hot coming through.
I am?
Yeah, you real loud coming in.
I could turn down a little bit.
No, he sounds great.
I got to tell you something, folks. We got a birthday that just was a couple days ago. And I'm telling you, he's hot with the mostest. That's right. Girls, listen to this. He's single, girls. He's available. He lives in Hamilton, New Jersey. Anything more than that, you got to write to me because he's not going to give out his phone number because there's too many girls interested, but he's available. His name, I'll tell you his name because he just had a birthday. His name is, listen to this carefully. His name is Paul. Should I give his last name?
No. You can. He was on the show for Pete's sake.
Okay, I'll give his name.
Paul Wrestler.
Paul Wrestler. That's his birthday.
I have a birthday
and he's
too.
Available and he's single.
Okay, well, I have a birthday too. Belated happy birthday to Flo Walsh in Lake Placid, Florida. I love saying that because there's a Lake Placid, New York. So she lives in Lake Placid, Florida. She has the same birthday as our daughter, 7-7. Anyway, Flo, if you're listening, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And also, just wanted to remind everybody that July is UV Safety Awareness Month. So we'll talk about that in a little while. And by the way, don't forget to order your Pen Friend labeler system. Independent Living Aids, if you're interested in the Pen Friend labeler. And what about
otherwise known as LSNS?
Right.
You should be interested.
Yeah. How about Dave? Does he have any shout outs?
Dave, you have any shout outs, David?
Well, let's see. A shout out to my lovely wife, Brenda, and to, Jenna in Alabama, to my friends, the Lakes up in Pittsburgh, PA, to Neville, with an excellent view of Lake Monroe. And let's see, I think that's about it for now.
Okay. How about Chris?
Chris, you got any?
Yes, I got a couple of shout outs to you, and definitely to you. Thank you for all that you do.
Me? Really?
Most definitely.
Wow. Thanks, man.
You know, I got to say something right now before we go any further. For those people that are turning the dial and say, what am I listening to? What is this show all about? Well, let's just say we are the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. So if you want to be entertained, if you want to be educated, if you want to be informed, listen, may learn something from Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's the saying. We're the bridge between the blind and the sighted community. What, Lynn?
No, I was going to say, let's give out the phone number again in case anybody has a question for our next guest about long-term caregiving.
Okay. The phone number, I'll say it nice and slow, 407-894-1680. And I don't think anybody heard the first trivia question of the day, because if they would have been, they would have called up, because everybody knows who I'm talking about. And if they don't know who I'm talking about, they're too young or they're way too old. But I don't think old, because everybody's been around with this.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't know what he's talking about. Sorry, Michael. You have us.
You're bad, buddy.
Yeah, you have us stumped.
I'm afraid so.
Well, in a few minutes, I will say what I was talking about, what you were talking about.
Okay.
Because I picked up your words. I heard something. something that was famous.
He's hearing these voices again, Lynn.
Uh-oh.
That's okay, though. You know, we're not here to judge. So, only here to pick on you just a little bit.
Listen, folks, we're going to have someone talking in a few minutes about long-term care. And for those people who don't think they need long-term care, well, God bless you. That means you're still young enough. And if you're too old, what can I say? Because you should get it.
Some don't know what it is.
That's true.
Well, long-term care, the gentleman will tell you about what it is.
Yeah. Seriously, I think a lot of people may not be aware something like that exists. So I think this is going to be very informative.
We know him quite well. He's our son-in-law. That's right. Our daughter married him. That gives him
some clout.
Gets not only some clout, he's the hot with the Moses, because my daughter's hot to trot too.
Uh-oh, look out.
That's right. Even he'll say it.
Well, it'll be interesting for sure. I'm looking forward to it. And people to call in, you know, I'm sure that there's some good questions. We can try to stump the son-in-law. So be sure to call in with your questions for long-term care, 407-894-1680, because this guy's like the expert, right?
We're live from Orlando, Florida. So wherever you are in this world, yeah, that's right, world, because we're the only, listen to this, nice statement, we're the only commercial radio show in the world. That's right, the only commercial radio show in the world for the visually impaired, blind, and the sighted community. 30% of our audience is sighted, 70% is visually impaired and blind.
Hey, Mike.
And we reach around the world. Yes.
Mike, Lynn, listen, I just got this message, right? All the way from South Florida. That's right. All the way from South Florida. My guy Preston said, hey, you know what's crazy? Today is his son's birthday.
Oh.
Really? So,
what's his son's name?
I'm waiting on it to come in right now. Preston, tell your son we said happy birthday. His name is Ricky, and he just turned years old today.
Four?
Whose son is it?
Preston.
Oh, Preston.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ricky. Happy birthday to you.
Preston is a WFTL.
That's right.
We got to go to break.
Don't go away. You're listening to the radio show, the hottest one. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We got a lot more Blind and Beyond coming up.
are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSighteyewear.com.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Ambutech, your mobile way of life. We're worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand the need to stay in motion for all events. We have your canes covered for all your everyday outings, colored canes for your special occasions, and adventure tips to help you explore the great outdoors. Nothing should hold you back. And a mobile way of life is what we strive to deliver at Ambutech. You can reach Ambutech by going to our website at www.ambutech.com, by email at orders@ambutech.com, or by phone at 1-800-561-3340. If you haven't already tried one of our canes, give us a call and grow with us. We'd love to hear from you.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. And you didn't even know who I was talking about in the first trivia. I'll give you a hint. He always wore a sweater. And?
Okay.
Do you think I know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And you said about the neighborhood.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right?
And yep. His show's always welcome. He was in the neighborhood.
Yep.
And nobody called in about that trivia.
Well, at some point later, remind me to tell you, I know I've got a friend that's got a connection to him.
Okay. So anyway, don't call in now about it because we
got other things to talk about, right?
We're going to talk about other trivias. So don't call about that one. Anyway, right now it's time. It's time, Lynn.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. I hope, if you call in, it's relevant to our first guest for the night. So it's our pleasure to welcome back Jerry Gross, our son-in-law. Jerry is the owner of Jerry Gross Financial, and he chose a topic tonight that I thought it was fantastic. And the topic is long-term care planning. Welcome back, Jerry.
Welcome back, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Good evening.
Good evening. So glad
We have very bad weather in Pennsylvania the last couple of days.
Oh, we've had it too. Rain every day, all day.
Right. Yeah. Rain and more rain.
Yep, exactly.
We started to build our ark, so it's been raining so much.
Oh, jeez.
But down here, that's the way it's supposed to be during the summer. We usually we'll start getting rain at a certain time, and you can always set your clock to it. So.
Well, you're on a hill though, right, Jerry? So at least the water runs down. Aren't you on a hill?
As long as it doesn't run into the house, we're okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Jerry, tell us, we're waiting to hear about long-term care.
What is long-term care, first of all, Jerry?
Well, first of all, let me tell you that for a very long time of my career, I talked about long-term care. I sold many long-term care policies. I used to think I was an expert. And now my dad is in a nursing home, and whatever it is that I taught, whatever it is that I read, whatever it is that I learned, it's way different when it really happens to your family. So, and also since you mentioned I'm your son-in-law, I just wanted a shout out to Desiree, your daughter. She came with me yesterday and today to visit my dad at the nursing home,
She's the best. Nice to do that. Yes.
That's cool.
So, answer your question. If you get sick or hurt and you need help with what's called the activities of daily living, which are six of them, eating, dressing, bathing, toileting, continence, transferring, if you need help with those activities and you have to pay for them, then if you've done some long-term care planning, and you have a policy, we're talking about other strategies, the policy will pay for the help or for the cost of paying for that kind of care. So, for example, if you need that kind of care in your own home, which my dad did in the beginning, and a lady or a man comes to your house to do that, to help you eat, dress, bathe, toilet, the average cost is between $20 and $25 an hour for that person. So if they're there 4 hours a day, that's 100 a day times five, times seven, you're looking at $3,000 a month in the beginning of needing any type of care. And if you do the math, if you need more and more care, you're spending $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month for someone to come to your house to help you with the activities of daily living, which is eating, dressing, bathing, like that kind of stuff. So if you don't have $6,000 a month, then that lady, if you can't pay her for the nurse, and then she's not coming, obviously.
That's right.
There are some government programs for the poor, for people who are poor, which I'll talk a little bit about. But if you have money or you're not poor and you need care at home, you're looking between $3,000 and $6,000 a month, easy, for someone to come and help you do those activities. If you need more care and have to actually go into a facility, the numbers are, it's not $6,000 a month anymore. Now you're looking at 12, depending on the facility, you're looking at $12,000 to $15,000 a month in a place where you need 24/7. If you have money, they take that money. You pay. It's self-pay. Comes right out of your pocket. And then, which took a while for my dad, but we also had some, we did some planning. Then when you are considered poor, then Medicaid comes and pays the difference. And the difference means they still take his Social Security check. They still take his pension check. And the difference, then Medicaid pays. But until we were able to get him the Medicaid, my dad paid right out of his checking account. We were selling assets, selling stocks and bonds to pay for care, in addition to the policy that we had. And then because he continued to live, the nursing home continued to charge us. And then eventually, and what a process that is, by the way, eventually we got my dad on the Medicaid because there is no more money and they can't kick him out. So they take his social, they take his pension, and now Medicaid will pay for as long as my dad is alive. They will pay for the difference between his Social Security check and his pension check.
So when someone wants to try to purchase some kind of home health care, when should they start thinking about buying something like that if they can afford insurance?
First of all, if you don't have money, then you don't need that policy because you're going to get to Medicaid quicker than my dad got to Medicaid. So, if somehow you've already created all kind of trust or you've given away money or whatever you've done, if you don't have a lot of money in the bank, then you don't really need to do a policy because you're going to get to Medicaid pretty quickly. If you have a couple hundred grand in the bank, then you got to start getting that. You got to start planning or having some kind of plan. The sooner the better, obviously.
Well, I would think that a lot of people would want this kind of insurance just for, let's say they're going to be out for maybe a month or something, and they want to be able to stay home. You can buy insurance to cover the nurses and stuff for coming to your home for a short time period of time too.
Using your example, 1 month, that's only $3,000-$5,000. We're talking about you need someone for 3, 4, 5 years.
Right.
And in my dad's facility, there's 36 people on his floor, there's only 3 men. But that means women survive longer in a nursing home than a man will based on statistics. But there are men there and somehow they're surviving and not dying, and somehow they have to pay those bills, that fee, until they no longer have money in the bank.
The phone number to call in if you want to ask Jerry a question is 407-894-1680. If you want to ask Jerry a question, now's the time to call in, 407-894-1680. You don't have to be visually impaired or blind to ask
the
question.
News that I want to share, though, is a lot of companies have created, so they know that, so if you buy a traditional policy, it's based on age and health. But what happens if you have a couple medical problems already? Well, under the traditional policy, you probably would not be approved to buy that plan. So what companies have done is certain investments, like certain annuities that we represent. Let's say you put $100,000. I just did one for someone when I was in Florida last week. You put $100,000 in. She's 75. She's in good health. and the policy will triple in value if she has a long-term care. So puts 100 in, it grows, it has a decent interest rate. But if she has a long-term care situation, the 100 grand turns into 300 grand. And we were able to get rid of that policy. She's not in perfect health, so I didn't want to do a traditional policy, but she has money. So we combined an investment, an annuity, combined it with a long-term care, with long-term care benefits.
Is there a waiting period, for example, when you, after you buy the long-term care insurance before you can use it?
Yes. So most have 30, 60, or 90-day waiting period. And we have to prove that you need substantial help with those six activities of daily living. So let's say a person breaks their ankle. Well, that they don't need substantial help getting around. They need a little help, but not substantial help. So they would not be covered under a long-term care policy.
Gotcha.
If you have a stroke, if you have, like I said, you need help with eating, dressing, bathing, toileting, and you need substantial help with that due to your injury or illness, then the policy would kick in after, depending on what you bought, 30, 60, or 90 days.
That makes sense.
Right. So it's not a short-term plan. It's for a long-term. And some of the women at my dad's place, they could live there 3, 4, 5 years until they pass away. Women can live, survive longer there, although the three men have been there for a while. My dad's been there 1.5 years already. So, some men can survive that. And if they have a plan, that's good. If they don't, they just pay out of pocket.
Well, women just live longer.
Well, we joke a little bit,
yeah,
that if married man gets sick, his wife will take care of him. If wife coughs, he puts her in the nursing home right away.
Michael, don't put me in a nursing home when I'm coughing.
Yeah, no coughing, Lynn. Whatever you do.
Yeah, but
I heard about you're going to the nursing home.
I better pass that along to Brenda too.
But it's such an important topic, Jerry. I mean,
right. People
don't think about it, and
we've got a good friend that just went through this, so I can appreciate what you're talking about as far as going through Medicaid and all that kind of stuff, because it is so expensive to move into a nursing home, and a lot of people wouldn't be able to swing it. So,
and the nursing home knows if you either have a policy or you have money. Assuming you don't have one of those two and you want to go to a high-end place, they're going to put you on a waiting list because they don't want you to go to Medicaid right away. So high-end will ask for tax returns. We'll ask, where's your money, how much you have. And then if they know you can afford it, you can get in there pretty quickly. If they know you can't afford it, they're not supposed to do that, but it's kind of obvious. Then they put you on a waiting list. So,
but they really want you to use all your money up first before.
Correct.
Before anything else, pretty much.
Right. So if you don't have money or you don't have a policy, there's a great chance you're not going to get into a high end place. You might get into a low end place where there could be 2, 3, 4 people in a room, and that's pretty bad. Where my dad is, everyone has it's private. You have your own room.
Okay, so now we're going to go to break. We're going to hold Jerry over. You have any questions, call in after the break.
We have a caller, but they'll have to wait till after the break.
We have a caller. They'll have to wait until after the break.
Hang in there for a moment, please.
Caller, call in is 407-894-1680. Caller, wait for a few minutes.
I understand your name is Ernest. Ernest, please hold on, okay?
Ernest, wait. Don't go away, Ernest. Yeah. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show, Ernest. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name, Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's CONCERTOstudy.com.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision Nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. Partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. We've been talking to Jerry Gross from a young man who is talking about, what is he talking about? Anyway, he's talking about long-term care, and we have a caller calling Ernest from Orlando.
Yeah.
Ernest, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Ernest.
You want to talk to Jerry Gross?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay, well, talk to him, Jerry. Talk to Ernest.
My question is, what is Medicare?
Oh, good question. Medicare. First, we got to be at least 65 to have Medicare.
Yeah,
and Medicare. Medicare is you're either 65 or you've been able to prove that you've been disabled for 2 years before you're able to get on the Medicare.
Medicare.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
I said I'm 77 and I just had a stroke and I went to a major hospital. And then from there, they sent me over to a rehab center, which is also
right.
A center for seniors.
Right.
And then when I come out, Medicare is paying the entire bill.
Medicare will pay for rehab for the first 20 days. If the rehab, after 20 days, you're on your own.
So where did you get it from?
20 days or less.
I've been in rehab. The insurance paid it all the way from until tomorrow, and I've been here since the 1st of June.
Wow. Well.
So.
Huh?
Are you in a state facility?
I'm not in a what?
In a government type facility or a high end facility?
No, I'm in a private facility. I was in Orange County, the hospital, regular hospital, ORMC, and they transferred me. I had a stroke.
Right.
And they transferred me over to a rehab, and that was June the 1st. And they're discharging me tomorrow.
Right. So are you being discharged because you're better, or are you being discharged because Medicare's no longer paying?
No, they discharged me now. They say I'm better.
Okay.
I hope you feel better.
Huh?
And you're able to do things on your own now, right?
Yes, I can walk. I mean, I couldn't walk. And I'm blind. I'm blind and I couldn't walk. And they're discharging me to an independent living facility.
Okay.
But I was living in the independent living prior to the stroke.
And do you have money in the bank?
No.
Medicare probably covered for some of it, and then Medicaid will cover for some of it.
The money I do have in the bank is still there.
Okay. So you said you only been in the facility for about 30 days, right?
Tomorrow, I got here June 1st from the hospital. They transferred me from the hospital.
Yeah, so sometimes they will give you extra care if you could prove that the care they're giving you is to help you get better.
They do one more thing.
They might be letting you out is because the care you're getting is not helping you get better. You're already
Jerry,
better. I'm walking now on a walker, which got me better because I had no ability to walk. I came in on a gurney.
Okay.
Jerry.
Yes.
This is Michael. They do one more thing, private rehab places. They keep you there for 20 days. I'm telling you. It happened to my father-in-law. But if they keep you more than 20 days, they bill you.
Correct.
But
here's the only way to get around that.
But here's the joke. Because at that time, my father-in-law did not have any money. So they billed him. When he checked out and was there for about maybe 2 or 3 weeks after it was up. So they owed him thousands of dollars. Bowell couldn't pay it.
He owed them.
He owed them thousands of dollars.
They never talked to me about
so I said to the person in the billing department, so now what's going to be? She said, well, we just write it off as a bad debt because we can't collect it. You don't have
it.
So we'll just write it off as a bad debt.
And his is not the first one, I'm quite sure.
Yeah, so in that situation, if there was, you know, sometimes they try, it depends on the amount, but sometimes if there's a spouse, they'll go after the spouse's money
right.
in that case. But in case that case you didn't have that. And a lot of times, if the care after 20 days is up, if they can prove somehow, some way that you're still getting care and it's helping you get better, then they might extend it another week or so.
Well, like I said,
but it's only after 20 days, you're on your own.
Yeah, thank you for calling in.
Thanks for calling in, Ernest. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, Ernest.
I hope you get feeling better soon, and I'm glad you're able to get out on your own again. That's good.
Glad you're listening to the show.
And I'm going
to
say,
yeah,
I think he was a first-time caller.
He was. When you're feeling better, you call in again.
Thank you, Ernest.
All righty. Is there anybody else for Jerry, Chris?
No, that's it right now. Thank you so much, Ernest.
That was a good call.
Yep, and he's dealing with it right now.
Yeah, I mean, boy, that was hands-on, Jerry.
But there are a lot of times where Medicare and Medicaid are balancing it, and it kind of depends on what state you're in as well. Unfortunately, here in our state, we don't have as expanded of Medicaid, so it's tougher for somebody that's poor.
Well, actually, it's better for someone who's poor because they get the Medicaid will then pay some of it. But if you have a couple hundred grand in the bank, you're not getting any coverage until you spend that money down.
Right.
So, like I said in the beginning, if you don't have any money, you really don't have to worry about long-term care or much. If you have a couple hundred grand in the bank, then you have to worry a little bit about it as you get older.
You have to worry about where you're going to go, though.
And what about the people in the middle, Jerry?
There's a lot of plans that we could look at depending on their health and their wealth. So, like I said, if we could put someone into an annuity that turns into a long-term care, if that happens before they pass away. So it's whatever happens first. You can cash out the annuity, or it could triple in value if you have a long-term care situation. Everything depends on the age and the health and the amount of money in the bank before we decide what kind of plan we're going to try to do.
Well, if someone is healthy, what is a typical cost monthly for long-term care?
Give me an age.
Well, let's say 70.
Well, I put together a plan for the 75-year-old female, and for $17,000 a year in premium, she's able to get about $360,000 of long-term care benefits.
Okay, I'm trying to get my calculator, my Gazinta. Let's see, 12 Gazinta.
A little over $1,000 a month.
Okay, thank you.
Somebody in their 50s, Jerry, a new baby boomer.
So that's and healthy?
Yeah.
You can put together a great plan for $500 or $600 a month.
Wow. So somebody in their 50s.
What do you say? How much?
$500 or $600 a month.
Yeah. And if it's a husband and wife,
yeah.
Some companies will give a gigantic discount because they're issuing two policies in one.
Well, Jerry, give your contact information before we say goodnight.
My phone number is 215-355-4544. And website is jerrygrossfinancial.com.
Say the phone number again, Jerry.
Well, they can always write to us, too.
215-355-4544 or jerrygrossfinancial.com.
He's on our webpage, right?
My own webpage.
Do we have time for another caller? I see that we've got someone that's calling in.
Oh, we have another caller. Okay. Well, you're not leaving, Jerry. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Hang in there for a second, Jerry.
Eugene from Winter Garden. Hello, Eugene.
This is Eugene from Clearwater.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Eugene.
Chris, what's going on here, Chris? You know he's from Clearwater.
I could barely hear on the phone for whatever reason, so I'm playing with
So Eugene from Clearwater, Florida.
Hi, Eugene, you have a question for Jerry?
Well, I know back probably about 6 years ago, my mom was in the hospital and she had to go to rehab, and then she was going to be long-term care after that. And she was on Medicare, and I dropped her off Medicare and put her on Medicaid, and they were allowed to keep a couple thousand dollars in her account. But once she got on Medicaid there, they covered everything.
Right. So they allow you to keep you know, like they allow you to keep some spending money a little bit. They allow you to keep what's called enough money for a future burial. You spend down. She was single, I assume, right? There was no husband anymore.
She was single. Yeah.
Right. So you spend down all your money until you have, you know, very little left, and then you're eligible for Medicaid.
Yeah, I got a lawyer to give me a hand with it.
Right. So that's what a lot of people do, is if they have some money, then they hire an elder law attorney that helps them look like they're poor so they get the Medicaid quicker.
Right. Yep.
But if you buy a good policy before then, you don't need to deal with that when the time comes that you might need care.
Now, what's the rough estimate of what a policy would cost for somebody that was like 75?
In good health?
Yeah, just a high blood pressure.
That's it? So I just said the female we just did was 17 grand a year. That bought her $360,000 of coverage, which is like $7,000 a month for 4 years.
Right.
$7,000 a month to benefit.
Okay. All right, appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you for paying him.
Thank you for calling in, Eugene.
Thanks, Eugene.
Thank you so much, Jerry, for calling in.
That's jerrygrossfinancial.com. You have a good night as well.
Very interesting.
Thanks, Jerry.
Say hi to Des. Okay.
And that was Jerry Gross, Jerry Gross Financial. Well, folks, it's time. It's time for trivia.
Jerry Gross is looking. We have time?
We have time.
It's 7:53.
Yes, we have time.
Well, it's David's trivia.
David, your trivia is up.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, hey, I've got a song, and I hope Chris has got a song as well here that came out in the late 60s. It's part of that classic rock, which it came back. And here, I want to know who did this song. These guys are living around Central Florida, I do believe, in fact. Sing along if you like.
407-894-1680. That's the trivia number. 407-894-1680. I'm singing the song.
All right. Yeah, who is singing this song? I'll let it play a little bit longer because you talked over the first part of it. But the number is 407-894-1680. Someone's going to know who did that song. That it was a big hit in the late 60s. So someone will know, I have a feeling. But
I did not know that song when I pulled it up.
Ah, well, they were, in fact, they came back on tour with a whole lot of groups here just a few years ago. You know, anyway, they had a string of hits in the late 60s for sure, from about 66 to 69. So
that was my freshman year in college, and we were into the Association, Fifth Dimension.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not mentioning the name because I never heard of the group. I don't
remember. They were right along with them though in that group. So call us up 407-894-1680. Who did that song? Someone's going to know.
The question is, does anybody know it? Does anybody know it?
It's possible. I have stumped stumped them before, but I do want to. I like giving away stuff, so I hope someone will come up with the answer for
407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
That is the big question.
I don't think anybody's going to get it.
If nobody gets it, I'll buy you a hamburger.
Us?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
If they don't get it.
Okay.
So I'm really gonna be on the hot seat for this.
How you like that, Michael? You got a cheeseburger coming.
You didn't say cheeseburger, you said hamburger.
Well, I'm adding the cheese.
it might be from Crystal, but no, I'm kidding. Well, I just might splurge. You never know.
Yep.
407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Who did that song?
All kidding aside, that was a really good topic, if I must say so myself.
True. Legit. And a lot of people can relate to it. If you're not at that age yet, it's, you know, you can't be too young to start at least considering it anyway.
I think that was the most relevant call we ever had in 8 years. Somebody calling from rehab.
Yeah.
In reference to the topic.
He was living it. He considered.
Yeah.
Mr. Chris Shaw, by any chance, do you have any callers? All right.
First time caller. Yep.
First time caller alert.
First time caller.
Oh no, we're not going to have the hamburger.
All right, this is exciting.
So let's hear it. Who is it?
I think we've got Bob from Daytona Beach, Florida. Hey, Bob, are you there?
Bob.
Fine, thank you.
Hey, good to hear you. Are you your first time caller?
Yes.
Is this the first time you've ever listened to the show, or have you been listening for a while?
I've been listening for a while.
Cool. Oh, nice. I hope you like it.
Let's go to get the answer before
so,
we get to the top.
Yeah, who do you think did that song?
Guess who? Temptation Eyes.
Temptation Eyes. Well, you know, I don't, Chris, I don't
guess
think
who
that,
is the, is
I don't
the,
think it's the guess who. No.
Sang it. Who sang it?
We must
hey,
have
Chris.
A connection.
What did he say? Something connection.
Bob, you're so close, man.
He said something connection. I heard him say something connection.
Wait, I'm
yeah,
sorry,
and
say,
I think
say that
he's wrong.
Guess
yeah,
who?
Yeah, Chris, that wasn't the guess. That was not the guess who you were playing, right? That was by somebody else that I'm thinking of.
Right. No, that was somebody else. It wasn't that group, what you said.
Right. It was not the guess who. Okay. Yeah, Bob, I'm sorry, man. I understand why you thought that was the guess who, because they sound so much like that. Like the singer for the Guess Who, but it wasn't. So, but keep on listening.
Keep on calling back.
There'll be other songs.
All right. Well, hold on, Bob. Thank you so much. Listen, we're gonna take one other call real quick. We got real Steve fast. From Boynton Beach, Florida, who think he has the answer. Steve, how you doing, Steve?
Steve,
I'm doing pretty good.
Steve, do you know who was singing that song? Who's the artist and the name of that song?
Yeah, I can tell you. It was a band formed in L.A. by the name of the Grassroots.
You are so right, man.
That's it.
Is Steve a new caller?
Yeah, Steve is a new caller. Steve, don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. Hold on one moment. All right, Steve?
So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 Subway is coming your way.
Oh, and thanks for calling in, Steve.
Don't go away. Give your name and address, and we'll send you a $10 gift card from Subway off the air. Thanks for calling, Steve.
Okay,
keep on listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Cool.
Right. Okay.
Don't go away. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.